Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord God of glory has always had a people in the earth, which were and are the apple of his eye. He does love them with an unwavering and everlasting love. Those who are the recipients of his grace have been given the privilege of partaking of the benefits of his everlasting covenant, which is built upon better promises than the first. None of the promises nor benefits of this covenant are conditional, but are bestowed on God's people without merit on their part. This covenant, which has now been revealed in Jesus Christ, is the true covenant of grace, which actually predates that which is called old. It is new because the clarity of God's purpose has now been revealed in the exaltation of his Son as the Redeemer of his elect bride. This everlasting covenant has not been made with men, but rather with Christ himself, with sinners as the beneficiaries. The blessings of the everlasting covenant are seen in, number one, God giving his people true repentance. The Lord Jesus said that the work of his Spirit would be to convince men of sin, righteousness, and judgment. When the Lord quickens a man, he will bring him to a place of sorrow and shame over his sin. As we look at most modern conversions, we see little evidence of repentance, as multitudes are taught how to be saved by an easy 3 or 4 step formula. Where is the brokenheartedness which is spoken of in the Scripture? The blessings of this everlasting covenant are seen in God giving his people a glimpse of his glory. Unregenerate men can see everything about Jesus Christ that the reborn sons of God can see, except they cannot see his glory. Many believe him to be a prophet, yet they do not hang on his every word. Many believe him to be a savior, yet they do not mourn that their sins caused his pain. Many believe him to be a king, yet they ascribe to him no kingdom. The blessings of this everlasting covenant are seen in God taking away the sin and sorrow of his people. Just as surely as the Lord gives his people repentance, he also grants to them glorious relief of forgiveness. We no longer bear our sin in shame. Do you desire to know Jesus Christ? He is the Savior of those that seek him. My soul